May my speaking and all our thinking be in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. We have a new orange kitten called Oliver. He may be Oliver the Third, or even Oliver the Fourth. Cynthia attracts orange cats, and all of them have been Olivers. At night, Oliver is locked in the guest room with his litter box. But when he hears me in the morning, he meows loudly and pokes his paw under the door, insisting that I let him out. He then follows me to the kitchen, where he sticks his tail straight up with just a little hook at the tip. He purrs loudly, and he rubs himself on my ankles. It's not that he's pleased to see me. It's that he wants to be fed. And I look down at him and I say, "No, Oliver, I'm not your mommy." I want him to learn that there is another human in our household who takes care of feeding kittens. And she is his human foster mommy. Today is Mother's Day. It's the day when we honor and give thanks for the one, or perhaps the ones, who mothered us. I had a mother, but I also had a grandmother and a nanny whom I credit with mothering me. And for me, they also have a place on this day. Others have a birth mother and an adoptive or foster mother. For many, big sisters have played a mothering role. Some would say of a kindergarten or first grade teacher, "She was like a mother to me." Our first lesson today was about Moses, the founder of the Jewish nation. The Bible tells us nothing about Moses' father, except that he was a descendant of Levi. But we are told about three very special women who all played such critical mothering roles that he would never have survived infancy without them. There was his birth mother. We know her name was Jochebed. There was his sister, Miriam, who was 6 years older than he was. And there was the Egyptian princess, Bithia, who adopted him and raised him. She was the one who named him. Let me first talk about Jochebed. Imagine her plight. She was a pregnant Hebrew. And the Pharaoh's edict was that all Hebrew boys must be killed at birth. The midwives back then couldn't tell her whether her baby would be a boy or a girl. How she must have prayed for a girl, and how truly heartsick she must have been to give birth to a boy. But motherhood made her brave, and fiercely determined to keep her baby safe. And she was resourceful. She had her son only until he was weaned, but she saved his life. I think of the stories of the refugee mothers that we read about so often in the news, who judge their children's lives to be in danger and so take enormous risks to escape with them. They are today's Jochebeds. Jochebed hid Moses for as long as she could, and then she had to act. I believe she planned it. She knew the Egyptian princess bathed in the Nile. She also knew the princess had a reputation for kindness. If she put Moses in a basket in the reeds along the river, she could ask her 6-year-old daughter to watch. She could also tell her 6-year-old daughter what to say when the princess noticed the baby. Tell her you know a Hebrew woman who would nurse the baby until it is weaned. Her plan worked. Jochebed gave up the mother's joys of seeing her child grow up, but she saved him. Moses, I think, would be honoring Jochebed on Mother's Day, even though she did not raise him. Now let me talk about Miriam. She was Jochebed's oldest child. When Moses was born, Miriam already had a brother, Aaron. She must have been a very special child, and her mother must have known that she could rely on her. But what an enormous responsibility for a 6-year-old to be entrusted with her baby brother's life. And how brave Miriam was to approach the princess. I don't have a daughter, but I see girls helping their mothers with younger siblings, and they are an extension of their mother. I'm sure it's not always like that, that there's plenty of sibling rivalry. We hear about Miriam again in Exodus chapter 15. After the Egyptian charioteers had drowned in the Red Sea, Moses is said to have sung a song. It's known as the Song of the Sea. After Moses had finished singing, Exodus records that Miriam took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women went out after her with tambourines, and they danced. And Miriam sang, "Sing ye to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider he has thrown into the sea." In Jewish tradition, Moses led the men and taught them the Torah. It was his sister Miriam who led the women and taught them the Torah. Imagine how proud Moses would have been to share his leadership of the people with his older sister while remembering what she had done for him when he was just a baby. Moses would have honored Miriam on Mother's Day. Last, Bithia, the Egyptian princess. In the 1956 movie, The Ten Commandments, her husband Seti died before she could have his child, but she longed for a baby. So when she saw Moses floating in his basket in the reeds along the bank of the Nile, and knew that it was a Hebrew child, his race didn't matter. She wanted to adopt him. Whether that story is true or not, Bithia showed compassion to a helpless child that she believed had been abandoned by its mother. Driven by that compassion, she fostered the baby, she gave him a name, and she raised him as her own. In doing so, she defied her father's edict, and she placed herself at risk. According to Jewish tradition, when the Jewish people escaped slavery in Egypt, life in Pharaoh's court had become so hard for Bithia, because she'd fostered Moses, that she went with them. On Mother's Day, Moses would certainly honor Bithia for her love and for her sacrifices on his behalf. The first modern American Mother's Day was celebrated at St. Andrew's Methodist Church in Grafton, West Virginia. It was in 1908. And that was when Anna Reeves Jarvis held a memorial for her mother. As a result of her efforts, Woodrow Wilson in 1914 signed the proclamation designating the second Sunday in May as a national holiday to honor mothers. Anna Jarvis' definition of a mother was broad. She believed a mother is the person who has done more for you than anyone in the world. She railed against commercialization of the holiday. All that is needed, she said, is a single white carnation and a handwritten note. This day is important. It should be celebrated in church. Honor your father and your mother is the first commandment in the list of those that relate to our relationships with others. Amen.